colleagues, guests, staff, and so many others, thank you for this wonderful opportunity to address you all today. It's an honor and a pleasure to join fellow member states to find solutions to ultimately address our mission, which is to end global hunger. And I must thank, again, Director General Graziano da Silva for his fine service these many years, and to General-elect Qiu Dongyu for his election, and know that we have his back and his support. Global food insecurity is increasing, and this is troubling. More than 821 million people around the world are undernourished. Crises, conflict, extreme weather events are just some of the reasons that people are going hungry. These factors, combined with the larger challenge of feeding a growing population, make FAO's work to strengthen global food security and nutrition, decrease poverty, improve agriculture productivity, and expand opportunities for rural economic growth even more urgent. The United States stands ready to work with FAO to tackle these challenges. Together, we as member states can accomplish this through our joint commitment to shared goals. Access and availability of food are critical components of addressing food security. It is not enough to have food available. We have heard this from many. Hunger will only continue if people cannot or do not have access to a sufficient amount of affordable food. This is why trade is an essential factor in strengthening global food security. At the same time, international standards are the foundation for trade. FAO is the home to Codex Alimentarius and the IPPC, two of the three sister organizations that set standards for international trade, food safety, and plant and animal health. Indeed, Codex might just be one of the finest creations of global governments. Science-based standards allow countries to participate in an international trading system with consistent rules, providing a transparent and predictable playing field. As a crucial part of FAO's core mandate, we must prioritize the important standard-setting work of these organizations. Standards are critical to trade. Trade is critical to success of our mission. So is the utilization of science and technology. Innovation is critical to helping the poorest and least developed regions in the world. FAO must help farmers adopt the innovations they need, be good stewards of the environment, and facilitate economic opportunities. We have seen over the decades, even over millennia, the value of innovation in food and agriculture production. Let's sustain that. The election of a new Director General provides an opportunity for FAO to take stock in what it does right and to identify areas that can be strengthened through new partnerships with the private sector. This is also an opportunity to return FAO to promoting all science-based practices. This is the opportunity to make impartial data and analysis the foundation on which we and our work stand. All countries must together help feed the world. Thank you very much.